Thank you for visiting today. My name is Carol Baskin, and I am the founder of Big Cat Rescue. Big Cat Rescue did not start out as what it has become today. My beliefs and the sanctuary that reflects them evolved over time. It involved lessons that came from what I view today as horrible mistakes, and sometimes I feel terrible about how long some realizations took. But I take great pride in knowing what we have become and are accomplishing, and feel excitement about what I believe we will accomplish in the future. The sanctuary began after rescuing a bobcat from being sold to taxidermists at an auction. Her name was Windsong, and she was the true founder of the sanctuary in 1992. The search to purchase a companion bobcat brought us unwittingly to a fur farm that sold a few cats as pets, but primarily raised them to turn them into fur coats. We bought all 56 kittens to save them from being slaughtered. To learn how to take care of the cats, we naturally turned to those who would know, the breeders and owners of exotic cats. Under this influence, initially we believed what you will still hear from the breeders and owners today, which is that these cats should be privately owned to preserve the species, that they can make good pets if properly raised and trained, and that they are safe if you know how to handle them. Our own experience until then with Windsong had not conflicted with those notions, despite the much greater effort she required than a domestic cat. But she had not reached maturity at that point. Believing as we did that the cats were suitable pets, our plan was to sell and give away as many of the fur farm kittens as we could to what we expected to be good homes. The next 4 years were a time of enormous work caring for the cats, learning about their needs, learning about the world of exotic pet dealing and ownership, learning about the issues that the cats face in the wild, and a gradual but dramatic evolutionary change in my thinking and beliefs. The change occurred as our experience grew. We increasingly found that cats we thought we had placed in good homes were not working out. People called asking if we would take them back, and we did. In addition to buying cats, we had started breeding some cats under the misguided notion that this was a way to preserve the species. I had not then yet figured out what seems so obvious to me today, that breeding for life in a cage, an animal that was meant to roam free, was inherently cruel, and that most of the homes these animals would end up in were places that would be unsuitable conditions. About a dozen of the cats we house today were born at the sanctuary in those early years. Some were placed with pet owners, then returned or abandoned, and a few never left. Meantime, word quickly spread that we were providing a home to exotic cats, and we started getting calls asking us to take lions and tigers and other big cats that people did not want any longer, so we did. Cats came because the owner said that they could not manage them, or the owners became ill, or the owners got divorced, or they had been performing cats that were no longer wanted, or the cat was interfering with their social life, or they were moving, or the cat attacked their child, or the owners went to jail, or because they said they just didn't want them anymore. And we knew if we did not take them that they would likely end up being destroyed or sold into the auctions to the exhibitors. We had stopped all intentional breeding by 1997. While there was no intentional breeding from that time forward, 4 small cats and 3 binturongs were born unintentionally, to parents we did not believe were capable of breeding but did. By 1998, we also stopped purchasing cats as a way to rescue them. I had come to realize that however well-intentioned we may have been, by purchasing the cats, we were supporting the zoo brokers and breeders that were creating so much suffering. Zoos will tell you that they don't deal with the public, but they sell to brokers who sell to the public. Since then, the cats we have taken in have all either been found, orphaned, or relinquished by their former owners. The sanctuary pursues its vision of ending the abuse and abandonment of captive exotic cats and promoting preservation of the species in the wild We do this by being an educational sanctuary with the dual mission of giving our cats the best care we can while educating the public on the plight of these animals so that someday there will no longer be a need for a sanctuary to exist. My hope is that our cats will touch your heart when you hear their stories today, and that you will become their voice. Thank you for visiting.